Good morning. A Tuesday morning. We're with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with the headline, Episcopal Split.
Yeah, the issue of same-sex marriage within the leadership of the Episcopal Church in the United States is playing out here in the Capital Region. At the church's national meeting in Austin, Texas, earlier this month, the national body approved a resolution that allows same-sex couples to be married inside an Episcopal church, regardless of the policy in place at the local diocese. Bishop William Love of the Episcopal Diocese of Albany opposes same-sex marriage. He was one of only three U.S. bishops who voted against the resolution at the annual meeting. Love calls the turn of events most problematic and potentially damaging within the diocese and the wider Anglican community, and he's called a special meeting of the clergy of the Episcopal Diocese in Albany that'll take place on September 6th. The resolution was a compromise. Capital Region Episcopalians seeking same-sex marriage travel to neighboring dioceses like in Vermont or Western Massachusetts to be married. So that's one to follow.
Another one to follow is the sentencings.
Yeah, the story by our Chris Bragg today tells about how Silver's attorneys have come up with an alternative to the sentence that the former Assembly Speaker will receive in federal court in Manhattan on Friday. Along with an expected prison term following his conviction on federal bribery charges, the attorneys are asking the judge to shorten the prison stay for Sheldon Silver and require him to assist citizens in navigating the bureaucracy of state government. They want him to sit at a help desk, more or less. They say Silver is an intelligent man with virtually unparalleled knowledge of New York state government. The court could exercise its discretion in a way that punishes Mr. Silver, but takes advantage of his unique talents and still affords the possibility of his living the end of his life in freedom. He was first convicted in 2015 of charges of taking $4 million in bribes disguised as legal fees in exchange for government actions. That was thrown out, and he was retried and convicted again in a trial this past May. Federal prosecutors are asking for a sentence of substantially more than 10 years to reflect the incalculable damage to the public trust wrought by Silver's crimes.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.